Hey, Prime members, did you know that you could be listening to this show ad-free on Amazon Music? With Amazon Music, you get access to the most ad-free top podcasts. Avoid the ads and start listening today.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Hundreds of families who paid premiums for years for life insurance benefits didn't receive payments when a death occurred because of paperwork errors by their employer and their insurance company.
The employer had been deducting the premium amounts from their paychecks and forwarding that amount to the insurance company, but Prudential had never verified that all these people had been approved for their life insurance. So when the death claims came in, Prudential looked in its files and said, we never approved these people for their life insurance, so we have to deny the claim.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism about how this happened and the steps you can take to make sure it doesn't happen to you after the break.
What then will the future reveal?
There's one thing we know about the future. It's being built now.
We all have a stake in the future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
And the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a glimpse of what's on the way. I'm Danny Lewis. Join us as we dig into how science and technology are shaping the future.
For that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Some families with life insurance policies have been denied death benefits that they paid for because of paperwork errors made by their employers. Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism joins us to explain how it happened. So Leslie, what type of life insurance policies are involved here?
We're talking group life insurance that is provided by employers as a benefit. There's usually a basic amount of life insurance, a form of term life insurance. It's usually one or two times the employee's salary. Then the employer makes available what's called supplemental life insurance, which is an amount of insurance above the basic amount. Typically, employees pay for some or all of this supplemental life insurance, and some of it may require going through a qualification process.
And so what happened that caused so many families to be denied coverage that they had paid for?
Some employers dropped the ball and did not provide the health form for their employees to fill out for this supplemental amount of coverage. But the employers tally up how much premium they owe the insurance company from these workers. The employers went ahead and put down these workers as paying for their supplemental insurance, though the insurance companies were never provided the forms for these people. So the insurance companies had never approved it. However, there was no system of talking between these employers and the insurance companies as to which specific employees had filled out these forms. The insurance companies were receiving aggregated premium, you know, a lump sum of premium from all of the workers who were paying for their insurance, but there wasn't a system for them to distinguish which people had been properly approved for their insurance.
Now, in your reporting, you say that several insurance companies are under investigation, but last month the Labor Department reached a settlement with Prudential Financial. What is Prudential accused of doing?
The Labor Department says it determined that Prudential had denied more than 200 death benefit claims in recent years, totaling as much as $7 million. In instances where people had been paying for their insurance, the employer had been deducting the premium amounts from their paychecks and forwarding that amount to the insurance company. But Prudential had never verified that all these people had been approved for their life insurance. So when the death claims came in, Prudential looked in its files and it said, we never approved these people for their life insurance, for their supplemental life insurance, so we have to deny the claim. This required an application and our approval, and this is something we never gave. So the fault lay with the employer for not having gotten the form to the employee and getting it filled out and submitted to the insurance company for its approval. But the Labor Department said, listen, if you're an insurance company and you are collecting premium, you got to have a better system in place for talking with these employers and figuring out exactly who has been approved and who's not. And you should not be accepting premium if you haven't approved these people.
Did Prudential say if it intends to change its procedures in any way?
Prudential signed an agreement with the Labor Department under which it essentially agreed to do a better job of what it already is doing, which is telling employers that they must handle this duty properly. And it will reinforce that if the employers don't handle this properly, the employer will be liable for paying out the death benefit to those people. Prudential also voluntarily agreed to go back several years, review the denials, and if the denials were based solely on the lack of this original health form, that it would pay the death benefits in some or all of those instances.
What can people do who have life insurance policies with any company to avoid getting caught in a situation like that?
So one thing people can do is read their materials. And if, in fact, it says you need to fill out a form, you do, unfortunately, need to be looking at this material when you make a purchase. And you need to go to your HR department and say, hey, this thing says I'm supposed to fill out a form. You haven't given me a form. What's up with this? Insurance companies send out approval letters or have other communication, digital communication, once the employee is approved. But someone who didn't send in the form wouldn't get such a notification, so they don't seem to be aware that this was required, and thus they end up in these bad situations that involve a lot of heartache and grief and perhaps serious financial hardship at the point their beloved one has died.
Did people get any money back during this process?
According to the lawsuits and the Labor Department, in some or most or all instances, the people were refunded the premiums they had paid. When the insurance company got the death claim, looked in its files and said, we don't have a health form for these people, we don't have the application from these people, it promptly reimbursed all the premiums. But the problem is, at that point, families were counting on this death claim to help their family in the event of a death. So to get your premium back, that's the only right thing the insurance companies could do. They had to do that. But, you know, like in one instance, I think the Labor Department said a family got back $8,000 in premium from years and years of payment, whereas they were counting on some large death benefit. So to get back $8,000 in premium is nice, but is not going to make up for that missing death benefit. But the insurance companies were denying the benefits on the employer's mistake, so these people or just have a bad taste in their mouth. And some of them had sued the insurance companies in federal court, and that's partly how the Labor Department knew the problem existed. These lawsuits were proliferating.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.